Well, I'm here at the Black Deer Festival, first day for me, and Jared Dickinson, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for making the time to chat.
I caught the back end of your performance and beautiful, some great songs.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it's nice to hear the sax in it.
Yeah, this is the first time we've been able to bring out a horn section, and it's I'm just grinning like a kid up there the whole time that they're playing. It's been an absolute blast having them on stage.
I think initially people think, well, you don't have brass and country music, but you do if you go back to the Texas music in the old days, and even Merle Haggard had brass.
Well, exactly, yeah, and you know, I wouldn't necessarily consider what I do country music. I mean, I'm certainly a Texan, and it's certainly Southern influence, but it would be, you know, more along the lines of like Doug Somm or these guys that mixed country and soul and blues and all of these different influences, and tried to create something, you know, with a bit of groove to it.
I remember many, many years ago, I was invited to Austin and spent a few days with Joe Ely, and that was an experience.
Oh, he's brilliant. Yeah, what a songwriter Joe is.
Yeah, sure. So what's the current album?
The current album is called Ready the Horses. Came out in the UK last autumn in September. It's a record that I made with a bunch of friends of mine. Some of them were on stage today down in Eastbourne, actually, the Sunshine Coast. And just laid it all down very much in the same fashion that you saw us doing it there. Live, everyone playing and singing together, straight to 2-inch tape.
That's great. We're having some nice music in the background. Ashley Campbell's on stage, so enjoy that while we're talking. So is there a current single?
The most recent single is actually a duet that I sing with my wife called Your Heart Belongs to Me. My name is Jared Dickinson, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Looking for a lover, one day he found himself a dime store queen, and he said, darling, don't you ever leave, and tell me please, your heart didn't belong just to me. And she said,
I've been trying to find me someone, I've been searching for a man that's true. Take my hand, oh, if you dare, and I swear my heart will belong just to you.
And he said, I will buy a string of pearls for you. Well, I'm gonna buy you a diamond ring. I'll scrimp and save until one day you will say your heart, it belongs just to me.
I don't need a ring with diamonds, I don't need a string of pearls too. All I want is till your dying day for you to say my heart, it belongs just to you.
Happy dear, what can I do to make you smile so sweet? I'd give the moon and the stars today to hear you say your heart, it belongs just to me. And she said,
won't you take me out dancing? Won't you take me? Oh, I'm dying to wear the dress I haven't worn so long. By the dawn, my heart will belong just to you.
And he said, I will see you through the ages. Oh, I will love you till the end you'll see. When it's time for me to take my bow, there'll be no doubt your heart, it belongs just to me. Be no doubt your heart, it belongs to me.
This is the tail end of a rather behemoth of a tour. We've been over for a little over 2 months. First doing a run supporting Grant Lee Phillips, another Americana singer-songwriter, and then we just finished a 30-day run across the UK and Ireland with Don McLean.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, good. I saw that was on tour, but I didn't realize you were with the support. I'd like to have seen that.
Yeah, it was an absolute blast. I mean, playing some really stunning rooms like the Palladium and Symphony Hall in Birmingham, and you know, these kind of gorgeous old theaters, and then getting to hear Don and his incredible band every night was a treat and educational, to say the least.
Because I thought he was quiet and down, but he seems to be coming back with a vengeance with a new album and everything.
Yeah, he's got a new record, Botanical Gardens, I believe it's called, and he hadn't slowed down a bit, still writing beautiful songs, and as energetic as you could ever want out of a 72 or 3 year old.
So when do you go back home?
We fly back on Tuesday. Like I say, we haven't been there since early to mid part of April. It'll be nice to sleep in our own bed for a few nights anyway.
And how long do you before you get back on the road?
Only a few days, and then we head down to Texas, and then out to California in July for a run of dates out on the West Coast, and be back over here in September for a headline tour of my own, which will be announced next week, actually.
Well, great stuff. So do you live in Nashville or somewhere else?
We do live in Nashville now. My wife and I moved down just about a year ago from New York. Was up in New York for about 5.5 years and needed slightly cheaper rent and moved down south like many others. Though we've been fortunate, a lot of our friends from Brooklyn moved at the same time, so it seems like we've got our same crew, just everyone's paying less rent.
It's been great talking to you. Good luck for when you come back in September, and we can announce it before it's announced, so that's great.
That's it. Thank you so much for chatting. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
My name is Jared Dickinson, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
An aging desperado, hills of Colorado, lies beneath the canopy of stars. His best years behind him, and each star reminds him the days that lay sealed in his heart. He's been a loner and a drifter, a gambler and a grifter. He can play the fiddle, boys, like you can't believe. Tonight he's lying in the valley, campfire slowly dying. As the embers fade, he drifts off to sleep. He dreams of dance hall dames, wide open plains, and skies that are bluer than blue. Oh, but my, how things have changed. Yeah, all that remains is a cowboy in a big lonesome room. Well, he once had a lover, golden haired and stubborn, a tender hearted daughter of the South. She tried her best to love him. Those wild winds kept calling. See, men like him, they weren't made to settle down. They need their dance hall dames, wide open plains, skies that are bluer than blue. Oh, but my, how things have changed. Yeah, all that remains is a cowboy in a big lonesome moon. just before the sunrise, in the waning hours of twilight, the cowboy stirs and he wakes from his sleep. Though the world has passed by him, deep down inside him lay the memories of a long life spent free. He has his dance hall dames, his wide open plains, the skies that are bluer than blue. Oh, and though things may have changed, the truest ones remain, like the cowboy in his big lonesome room. Like the cowboy in his big lonesome room.